What about a, what would that, what did Uncle Sam call you, for example?
He just called me Charlie.
And what did he call your father?
Well, let's see, I would say that he called him by his given name, Fred.
Just called him Fred.
Called him Fred, I would say. Uh-huh. Because he was older. He was a lot older than my father. And
I see.
He could have called him Mr. I don't know. Now that the Negroes in were very, very respectable. They called you.
Now, you mentioned about your father, your father's name being was that like his middle name?
That was his middle name, yeah.
I see. And that was your grandfather's middle
that
name.
That was my grandfather's middle name.
Okay. That's what I couldn't figure out. Yes, I was kind of confused.
That was your middle name.
I couldn't figure out how your father's last name was, you know, and then your name was, and then the Crete was the.
Yeah.
I've made a mistake.
Yeah, that was Frederick.
I see.
Senior, and then my father was junior. So.
Right. What's a common term for poor whites?
Poor white?
Yeah, poor whites. You know, or not Negroes now, but white people who don't. Who are poor and who might be, you know,
it wouldn't want to be used too much, but we call them white trash.
Okay, that's the idea. Of the,
yeah. Well, they have no respect for themselves much.
Yeah.
To go on.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. What about someone out in the country who's really, or up in the mountains, who's really distantly removed, you know, is out of touch with other people? What might he be called?
A hermit.
Okay. Now, do you know the term either a mountain boomer or something like that, or a mountain hoosier? Or
that would apply about the same as a hermit. If he's lived back in the mountains and don't get out, we'd call him a mountain boomer.
Uh-huh. Do you know the term mountain hoosier, though?
Mountain Hoosier, no, I don't know whether that'd be about the same, though I haven't heard that expression too much.
Okay, fine.
I've heard the mountain boomer right, Marcia.
Okay. And if someone's rushing you, you might say, just, I'll be right with you. Just.
Yeah, he's really crowding me there.
I'll be right with you. Just in a
minute there.
Okay. And it's not quite midnight. Someone says, is it midnight yet? You say, no, it's not quite midnight.
See, the clock hasn't struck 12 yet.
And I'm asking it something like nearly midnight or almost midnight.
Almost midnight.
Okay. And if you're walking on the ice and you slip, but you didn't quite fall, you say, I didn't fall, but I sure.
I sure came in an inch of it.
Okay. You want to know the distance from here to Bristol. You might say, how?
Just how far is it from here to Bristol? How many miles is it?
How many miles would you say it is, by the way? Is it about eight?
Yeah, nine.
Nine miles. And I might want to know the number of times you go to town. I say, what do you go to town?
How often do you go to town?
Yeah.
Often? How often?
And I tell you, I'm not going to do that. And you agree with me. You'd say, I'm not going. You say, am I?
Well, I'm just not either there.
Okay. Now, what's this right here, up here? This is my...
That's your forehead.
And this
forehead.
Stuff here is...
That stuff that goes on there is kind of curly like that's hair.
Okay, that's hair. And down here, what would this be?
That's your chin down
and,
there.
Yeah, and if I grew hair down here, this
would be a beard. You don't have any beard.
Okay.
That's what you have. You do have some sideburns.
Okay.
And what's... That's your... this little boy, Tommy Tucker, says that's your ear.
Your ear. Okay. What would you call it?
I'd say ear. That's your ear.
Which one?
About like you'd say your corn. That's your left ear.
And this is my
right ear.
And this here is my.
That's your mouth.
And this is my
lips and your throat.
You put a tie around your.
Around your neck.
All right. Now, do you remember this part of the throat call anything right here?
That's you call your swallow.
Yeah.
Or what is another word for it?